Hello, y'all. Hello, hello. Just a couple minutes. Just another minute, guys.
So I try my best and pray to God to send me someone real to caress me.
Or just vibe with the music. Hello, 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 everyone. Sorry, my voice is so cranky, guys. I cannot help that. Welcome to Mo's Talk, you know, where we're going to all come together, voice each other opinions. We're going to be respectful, and we're just going to talk, y'all. And so before I go into the topic, I just want to say first, I hope you guys are having a good day. Thanks for joining. Thanks for always supporting. I just want to say thank you because that means a lot to me. So before I jump right into the topic, I just want to say this. Have you ever, like, just, been watching today's society? And so I think about some of the young girls that I, you know, talk to. And basically, like, when I'm in school, I talk to a lot of little young girls. Really, they really, you know, kind of attach to me. You know, they kind of cleave to me. And a lot of them talks about relationship and why they're single and this, that, and the third. So that made me kind of look at the fact of many people, like the dating world these days. Like, you know, when you think about the dating, you know, it's, you know, you just, it's just different nowadays. So going to my topic. So before I lay the foundation down, you know, my topic tonight is, why do you think, or, you know, why do you think there are more younger people preferring to date older people? I'm starting to see that a lot, you know, nowadays. I'm starting to see a lot of more either young ladies are, you know, committing to older guys. Well, now I'm starting to see a lot of older women's committing to younger guys, you know. So, you know, when you think about this, it used to be an assumption to think that younger men was looking for, you know, and younger women was looking for stability, because basically it was the same. Back in the day when we was growing up, you seen it, but I didn't see it as much as I see it now. Back in the day, you know, it was younger women went to the older men to be taken care of, kind of like a father figure. You know, they didn't have that in their life, so they kind of looked to the, they was retrieving and attached to the way that this guy treated them, or some did have father figures, but just was, you know, just like the older people, but you didn't see as much as you see it today. And the same as with, like, I didn't really see too many younger guys back then messing with older women. Like, if it was happening, I didn't see it as much as I see it today. So back then, people, I believe they could have been, not saying that it's true, it's just my opinion, that they could have been dating more for stability. Whereas now, things has changed. I believe things have shifted. And I believe the culture and society nowadays, you know, the younger, you know, whether you're a younger woman or man, or whether, you know, however it goes, you know, the diversity of however it goes, they're dating now for they looking for love, they looking for longevity, and they looking for commitment. Because in the younger generation, you know, when you think about, like, the younger population, you know, when I look at the younger population, as me getting older now, I look at the younger population as more, you know, they open, they more daredevils, you know, they kind of do more things, but they're not stable. They're not, you know, really settled. And people are looking for, even like the younger ones nowadays, they looking for, you know, they just looking for someone that's already done playing the games. They just ready to settle down. So I think, like, younger people are dating more older people nowadays is because, you know, they want to unite and they want a family, you know. They avoid dating people their ages, like, especially with the younger people, because I'm starting to see it more than ever nowadays. You know, they dating because, you know, sometimes they feel like when they dating their own age, you know, you think that you still has a lot of maturity. Not saying all young people are not mature, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying sometimes you're going through a maturity level. Because I think about when I was younger, the way I think now at 42 is definitely not the way I thought when I was younger. So I would say, like, the mind frame was so much different. And, you know, younger, you know, I guess some women can be a little bit more mature than the guys, but most of the times I feel like they date them for the maturity, and they feel as though older people know what they want. You know, they more subtle, you know. Another thing is, you know, they has, like, older people, we have no chill on, like, sexuality, you know. 46, thank you, baby, thank you so much. Yes, they do it for security as well. Some do it for security, but that's the way I would think. I felt like that's the way it used to be for security. But yeah, it is more balance of security if you look at it, because they want to have, like, you know, they have a secure home. They don't want to, you know, have to deal with the fact that, you know, you could be bouncing all over the place here, there. You know, older people are more settled. We know what we want, you know. We know how we want to be treated. We done already probably done went through the games and just don't want to play those games anymore, you know. Older people are less shy to talk about sexual desires, you know. We don't play games about it. We just go right into it. It's either we're going to do it or we're not. But, you know, when you think about, like, the younger ones, they might do it, you know. I don't know, they're a little loose. Some of them are a little loose these days. But I'm just saying, like, older people are more preserved. They more preserved. But I think older people are more clingy, though. But they say that, you know, from what I was reading up on, they were saying that older people give the younger people more room, like, give them more freedom, whereas the younger people probably be feeling like, yeah, what's up? Why you ain't chilling with me? You know, what's going on? So before I open it up, I want to read to you guys something that I found online, if I can find my phone, of what this younger person said about this older woman he was dating. It was a younger guy. He said, I find that I'm attracted to women who has some degree of self-possession. I like the stimulation of a sharp intellect. I enjoy sitting down to at dinner with someone who has a level of conversation I can appreciate and enjoy. I think younger women are sometimes too focused on starting families, and that is rarely the issue with older women. I've always had a relationship with older women. They know themselves. They have much more to offer, and they are looking for different things. They are not looking for guys who will be a good father and provider. Older women can be more playful, he said. They are more relaxed and really personality thing for me. So that's what's more attractive to him. So he said, I enjoy a confident attitude, and an older woman definitely has the upper hand in that area. So what do y'all think? What's y'all thoughts on that? Like, how do y'all feel that he feel as though that with younger people, he feel like he can't have a real decent and a mature relationship, or I mean a conversation? Like, they can't have a, you know, they can't convey with each other on an adult level. He feel like younger people drift off, and you know, the conversation is, you know, I listen to my young sons, and I'm talk to one of his females. First thing she answered the phone, he was like, dummy, what the F you been up to? Dummy, you're not gonna call and say dummy to me, you know. So the way that they communicate with each other, the communication is so much different than the way that you would communicate if you talk to someone older. Then I seen my same son talk to someone that was older than him, and he answered the phone like, hey, how you doing today? How you feeling? So I think it has a lot to do with you know, the communication, which, you know, sometimes the younger people get intrigued by that. They get intrigued just knowing, like she said earlier, that they have security. But how do y'all feel about that? Because the older people are winning. Even, you know what I'm saying, in my age at 42, you have the guys that are single, that's 40-something, that's looking for the 50-something-year-old, 60 years old, 70 years old. Because as they say, you know, the new 50s is the new 40s, the new 40s is the new 30s. But what happened? Like, how do y'all feel about that? Have y'all ever had that problem where y'all dated somebody and y'all just, you know, either he was too immature, or, you know, you found out that he liked the older people, you know? Like, how did y'all feel about that? Like, do you think that people are still dating older people for security? Or do you think they're dating because they're generally looking for love? Like, can y'all voice your opinion? I have a guess if they answer the phone to tell me their opinion on dating an older person versus a younger person. Let me see. Because, you know, some people do it, and I just want to know how y'all feel. Hello. Hey. Thanks for calling.
Hey. So, hey. I think it's both. Like, why can't you do both? Why can't you date for love and security? What if that's all of what you're looking for?
You could be looking for love and security. That is true. Because you do want to be secure, and you couldn't be looking for love. But what I guess what I was saying is, like, that's true. Now I'm starting to see that more than I did before, because back then it wasn't that they was looking for love. They was just looking for security. But now I'm starting to see more of people looking for, the younger generations looking for love and security, like you said.
I mean, I feel like, especially with females dating guys that are their age, especially when you're younger, it is a lot of the immaturity. And because times are hard out here, just all around, you don't feel like putting up all the BS. You know, you kind of just want to bypass that. And so, not saying that it's always true in older guys, because they could come with some of that too, but it's more likely that you'll find somebody who's gotten a lot of that out of their system when you date somebody who's, a lot of times females will go like 10 years older. So they know it's all the way out of their system.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Like, what have you ever been in that situation?
I mean, kinda. I've been in both situations. Dating somebody younger and older.
Okay, so what would you say the difference was? Like, what was the difference in dating someone younger versus the difference in dating someone that was older?
It's like the younger guys just haven't found themselves. I feel like a lot of what people just consider immaturity or the foolish ways, it's just them trying to find themselves and trying to figure stuff out. And so when you talk to the older guy, sometimes the conversation is different, but they've kind of figured out what they want to do, where they want to go, as opposed to a younger guy who's kind of just in the moment and they just trying to figure it right now out.
Would you say that it's more balanced with the older generation than versus the younger one then, since the younger one is still pretty much trying to figure themselves out, so they kind of don't know where they want to be at, versus an older one may be a little bit more suitable in terms of you know, conversating, building and stuff like that?
I mean, I think that's exactly what it is. But I mean, depending on the guy, it's the good and the bad with both. Because a lot of times, if you date somebody older, they feel like they kind of have an advantage over you. Mm-hmm. Or, you know,
say that.
Of you when you're younger. So,
Can you just elaborate on that just a smidgen? On why they think they have an advantage of you just because they're older?
I would say it's because they might feel like they know more, they experience life more, and then you never know what that other person's intention is of dating somebody younger. Maybe they want to date somebody younger because they feel like they can control them a little bit more. They have more power over them. So your intention is to date somebody for X, Y, and Z. The other person might be dating you for A, B, and C, and you don't even know.
And I will agree with you wholeheartedly with that. And that's why I think, like, do you think they can, if a younger person dates an older person or an older person dates a younger person, do you think that they can kind of come together and have, like, some common grounds and to build towards something great? Or do you think there would be more games that might be played because they are not all the way grown up?
I mean, I think it could go either way. It's 50-50, you know, just depends on the people. Maybe you're dating somebody younger because you want to have more fun. You want somebody who's more spur of the moment. And, you know, and then that younger person might be dating you because they kind of want to settle. Maybe they want to settle down a little bit, you know, and you don't even know. Like, I just feel like I said, there's good and bad to both of it. It's just that you have to be willing to hear the other person out, especially when there's like a big age difference. You got to be willing to see what the other person wants and what the other person is looking for to determine, like, what can we make this work?
I got it. So before I let you go, so would you say that, would you say it's kind of becoming a norm though? To see like more younger people with older people, or vice versa. Would you say that's becoming a norm now? Or is just that's different? It's like,
I think it's been like that though. If you go back when older guys used to go after younger females, I think it's just been that way. I think now that maybe since older females are going after younger guys, it's a little bit more noticed.
Maybe I will agree with you on that. Because the reason why I will agree, because I guess I flipped it in the other way. I haven't seen too many younger guys date older women. I see that a lot now. Let me see. Well, thanks for calling in and voicing your opinion. Is there anyone else that would like to call in and give me their opinion on this matter? Give me 1 second. I have someone that is going to be a guest on here. And Oh, wait, I got disconnected. I have a guest that's going to join and give me their opinion on this, on this topic, on why they feel as though that dating an older woman is more preferably better for them. So I have a guest on the phone, and he's just going to answer two questions. This person dates an older person. So the guest is on the phone. Sorry for the noise in the background, guys. I hope you can hear. You want to tell us your experience on dating an older person versus dating someone that is younger?
First of all, happy New Year's, everybody. How are you?
Okay, they listening.
But y'all ready for this?
Yeah, we're ready for this.
All right. Now, what was your question again?
So tell me what it's like dating someone older, because you dating someone that's older than you. So what is that like dating someone that's older than you versus when you was dating someone that was younger than you? What's the difference?
All right. Because with these young girls, you know, it's too many games being played. We done been there and done that.
Talk about the games. What do you mean by the games?
Games, like, you know how these young girls is.
No, I don't. I would like to elaborate.
All right, when I say games, these young girls and these IGs, you know what I'm saying? These clout chasers, they doing stuff just because they homegirl says, you feel me? Not because they really want to do it. And you can't really gain nothing when young girl, you know, they just want to be out here in these streets and, you know, hit day parties and the night parties. Meanwhile, you know, you got your older women, they got goals.
Okay, like that. Say that. So what type of goals that you noticed that was different from the youngest from the older?
See, with my young girls now, they had goals, but it was more so, you know, I'm trying to grab this outfit next week, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, they kind of got priorities messed up. You know, with my older women, you know, they thinking future, you know? They want me to, you know, be a business owner and stuff like that.
So you like the fact that they encourage you and push you towards being a better person, a better you, versus the younger ones is just looking for the right now, you know, what we doing right now, and it's more for the instant gratification. And for the clout and for the name, and they,
you know, these young girls ain't got all caught up with, you know, the latest and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with my young sisters out here. Still got love for y'all. I just don't love y'all.
Okay, he said that. Say that. He said he don't love because you feel more secure. So the person that you with that's older, would you say that it's more secure, it's more security and it's more love, and you feel like you can build more? Like, do you feel like it's more independent game push? You know, like, could you, is the conversations different? Like, do y'all talk different? You know, elaborate on that just for a little second.
I ain't catch all that. You said the conversation different. What's going on?
Yeah, it's the conversation. Like, how's y'all conversations? Like, when y'all talk, you know, is it more subtle or is it more, you know, more hyper? Like, you know, is the tone different? You know, stuff like that. Do y'all talk about, I've read a post that a young boy said that older people don't talk about, you know, having babies and all that type of stuff. They more so talk about, like, traveling and building, you know, and things like that. Is that true?
All right, with that being said, I would have had to agree with that. Yeah, that is true.
So do you feel like...
I mean, it's true because, you know, the conversations, you know, me and my older lady has way different from the conversation me and my younger, you know, sisters used to have, you know? We more so talk about now, you know, what's the next step for, you know, the relationship.
Okay. So it's more commitment bound. It's more, you know, it's just more commitment. So it's more, would you say that it's more healthier for you?
say 50-50. Because, you know, sometimes it can be a little toxic.
Okay. So, speak about this. Okay, so when you say that it can be a little toxic, is it toxic because do you feel like sometimes the older people wear so they more subtle? Or are you saying that they can be, it can be a little be more, what are you saying, like toxic mean? Like, you know, you have a lot more expectations.
But just the little, you know, as me being a little younger and them being older, they probably, you know, a little ahead of me. So it's things that I have yet to experience yet that I want to. And they like, nah, that ain't no good. It's this, that. And I would like to see for my own self. You feel me?
Okay. So you feel like it's good, but then it's bad at the same time because then you feel like you're not having the opportunity to grow and to have your own self-experiences, whereas they already had their own experiences and they can experience. But, you know, you feel like you didn't. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Okay, so is there anything else you would like to tell the ladies? Because it's a lot of ladies and there's some gentlemen on here. Is there anything that you want to, you know, close your remark in saying? Like, overall, what's one what you feel is the better for you? Like, you know, what's one you feel better?
I would say go with what makes you happy. And it doesn't really matter if you date someone older or younger. It's just about how y'all connect.
Say that.
This ain't nothing but a number.
Say that. Say that. Say that. You better say that. Well, thank you for being my guest on my show today. You have a great and a pleasant night on purpose. Bye-bye. So as you heard, guys, you know, this was someone that actually experienced, that's actually walking this walk as a young person dealing with someone's older. We have Roxanne on the line. Thanks for calling. What would you say, Monica?
What do you call a older woman compared to a younger man? Why do they call them cougars? And what about an older man must have a younger female? What's up with that?
Well, I guess it's, I guess cougar is just a metaphor. And yo, I'm going to read yours in a second. I guess a metaphor of just saying, like, that's the one that's older. I'm thinking really bad towards it besides just saying that the person is old, not nothing really more than that. And then, like, the person that called in earlier said, you always did see the older men dating the younger females, but I just never really seen the younger males dating older women nowadays. So that's what we were saying.
Because I see younger male is dating older women.
Yeah, you're starting to see that more. It's becoming to be the norm. And from what the person that just was online saying, he said basically they dating the older people. Younger men are dating the older women nowadays, but they're dating to have a future. They dating to
get experience. Are that what you're saying? An experience in life as far as being independent as a mother kind of type of figure?
I don't know if it's a mother type. So if there are any guys that are online that can answer that, can y'all call them and answer that? I think I hear someone sleeping in the background, so I'm gonna have to disconnect. Love you. Calling again. So I'm gonna read what Yo-Yo said. Good evening. I think when it comes to a young woman that knows what she wants in life, I tend to look at older men for security, respect, and love. Some young men today are looking for fun. Find someone just to hook up with, and as young men say, it's usually when young men goes after older women because some of the young women today can't cook, clean, and don't know what they want in life. And I want you to say that because There are so many young ladies that don't cook. They don't. They don't cook, and they sorry guys, and they won't. They don't cook, and they won't clean up. And you know, for the younger ones, and that's why I like some of the, you know, the older ones. I mean, the younger ones are going for the older ones because they will cook for them, they will clean for them, they'll wash their clothes, they'll you know, take them to work, pick them up for work, and help them get a job. You know, they trying to help them grow as a person. Because why? Because they know what they want, and they've been there and they've done that. But again, I'm gonna open up the lines. Can someone just call in and give that perspective of what they think? And you know, and again, like she said earlier, you always did used to see like the older men, because I remember like the older, old creepy men used to try to to talk to you or whatever. They go as far as they were willing to pay money just to talk to you, you know. So you had that, but I just really, it was rare to me when you seen a younger male date someone that's older. So, you know, I would love to know why some of the older women are going more for the younger women. I mean, younger men, like, what are they, why are they dating them? You know, what's their, what are they looking for? You know, because if, when you think about someone's younger, especially a woman that has already been through some stuff, you done been through the games, you done been through the heartbreak, you done been through all of that. So now you tell me that you want to date a young man. And when you think about a young man, as he said earlier, sometimes it can be 50-50. Sometimes it can be good, and sometimes it can be bad, because the bad part is I haven't been through enough. I haven't grown enough. So what happens when you trying to change this man because you done been through, and now this man going through the things? Because yes, I'm attracted to you. I'm attracted to, you know, how you treat me. I'm attracted to, you know, what you show me, but I'm also attracted to the young ones. I'm attracted to, you know, as much as you say you don't like the, you know, Instagram clout chaser, you're looking at it. You're looking at the way they twerking. You're looking, you know, you're looking at their bodies. You're looking at all these things that they're doing. So, you know, and, you know, what are you doing? So when I was getting sidetracked, so I'm gonna bring it back. So, and so what I was trying to say is the older women, these younger men, and they get headaches. They get headaches. Why? Because they have high expectation for the younger men, and the younger men, they, some of them are ready to settle down, but some of them are not ready to settle down. And we put so much pressure on them because we didn't already been through. Because I think like it could be different when it's a older man dating a younger woman, because you know, you probably pretty, like Yo-Yo said earlier, you know, you pretty much know what you want. But when you're older, I feel like when you're an older woman dating a younger guy, you have more chances to run into him cheating, you know, lying, you know, I mean, his commitment level is not even there because he's still attracted to people his age. He hasn't all the way matured enough to be that man that you need him to be. And a lot of times we think we can change people. We think we can mold them to be the person that we want them to be. So again, I'm just asking, like, you know, anyone ever seen someone date someone younger? What did y'all see? Were you the victim? Did you ever date someone younger? How was it? Like, what was your experience? Because I also seen some younger couples that got together and it was great. You know, they got together, they stayed together. You know, they build a relationship together. So I guess it all depends on what you love and what you're looking for and what you want and what makes you happy. But I just want to know what y'all turn, what y'all think. So like, what do y'all think about it? Because it is starting to be the norm now. You know, you don't see many people dating their own ages nowadays. I even watched this. one day I watched this this one, like, this YouTube thing, and it was this older lady, and I think I said that before. This lady was about, she was 80-some years old, 70-some, 80 years old, and she, it was on YouTube, and basically she was just talking about how she paid young boys, she only date young men. She don't date anyone her age, she said, because they too settled, they too stuck in their ways, and they don't know how to live. So a lot of times, I'm guessing the older women are dating the younger ones because they more free-willed. They, you know, more, you know, just willing to live a little bit. It helps them feel connected to their youth and not make them feel like they're getting older. She said their stigma is more, it's more better than the older ones with. So the older ones may have a problem of getting up and staying up. The younger ones, you know, the younger generations, you know, they have their stigma is up. They ready to go. You know, they want to get in. They don't mind, you know, going a few times a day. You know, they don't mind doing these things. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's, you got the pros and the cons amongst everything that you do or anyone that you decide to date. I guess it all depends on, you know, your patience. It all depends on if you're willing to, you know, be, you know, to wait and have perseverance with it. You know, what's your goal? What's your end goal? You know, are you trying to date with purpose? Are you dating to build? You know, are you dating, you know, to be committed in love, or are you just having fun? You know, so a lot of younger, when I go out, I see a lot of older women nowadays be on the younger men, and to me, some of the younger men just be wanting to play games because they can get the younger, they can get the older women, and they can play games with their mind, make them feel like they want to commit to them. When sometimes they just looking for somewhere to stay, they will spend your money, they will drive your car, they will have keys to your house. You know, like they just, they some younger men just, you know, their priorities can be messed up, the same as some women's priorities messed up. And sometimes it's not. Sometimes people just genuinely love each other. Because I also, my husband's sister, she loves, she told me she loves older men. She don't date anybody her age. She only date older men. So it's not even a thing where, so she just date them for stability. She date them because that's generally her choice of, you know, a man. That's who she choose to want to be with. That's who she like. That's her interest. That's you know, what turns her on. That's what she likes. So sometimes, you know, it is, you know, for the long haul, and it is for the longevity. Some people, you know, they grow old together, you know, they, you know, because it was interesting because a few years ago when I was at work, it was this girl that used to come in my gym, and she used to work out. And so her and I used to always talk, and she was telling me about her husband. She had a nice ring. She had a nice job. She was actually had a place down on, you know, in Edgewood, and she, and but her original home was in Virginia. So every weekend she would go home to her husband and her children. So she would talk so highly about her husband and her kids, but she also started telling me about her infidelities, how she had infidelity and stuff. So I was kind of shocked of the way that she spoke so highly of her husband, that she was going through that situation. So I asked her, like, so what made you, you know, how did you get here? And she was just basically saying, because, you know, he gets really bored. He, you know, he just set in his ways. He don't really want to do too much. He a good provider. He provides for the family. He takes care home. You know, he pay bills. He take me out, but he just don't have that umph. He don't, sorry guys, he don't have that tenacity to make me feel free, to make me feel alive. He don't do that. So I started dating this guy. She said, I was like, well, how long was you dating this guy? She said, well, I was dating this guy for about 3 to 4 years. So I'm like, wow. So you had a whole affair. She was like, She was like, the things that he used to do to me was the things that my husband didn't do. So I was like, wow, you know, so I'm listening to her splits of details and stuff like that. She, however, got it together and got back loyal with her husband. But she was telling me the details. She was telling me the things that they were doing. And when she would tell me the story, you can see the fire in her eyes, how she was just so happy. And she was delighted to tell me this story. So then one day she was like, let me show you. She wanted to show me how she redecorated her home. So I was like, well, show me a picture of your children and your husband. But when she showed me a picture of her husband, now, from the story that she gave me, I'm an animated type of person. So if I physically don't know who you're dealing with, I automatically associate a picture with you. So I had already associated her husband a picture, you know, I gave him a whole image. But when she showed me what he looked like, and when I looked at her, I was just like, I wouldn't have never thought that y'all two was together, you know, not throwing shade, but I just wouldn't have never thought they was together. And she was married to an older man. You know, I think Keisha was around my age, and her husband was probably like 60 something. So, you know, she was, you know, but he looked good for his age, though. I'm going to say that he looked good for his age. But my thing was, she was like, so I was asking, I was like, I would have never thought that you was married to old. She was like, oh, yeah, that's my baby. She was like, she told me, she's like, I will never leave nobody for him. She was like, he comes first. She was like, I don't care. You know, he was there. She said he was there for her when she was a teenager, and he took care of her, and he was there for her when nobody else would be there for. So he was, you know, basically her security back then. And she said, you know, she loved it the way he protected her and how he took care of her. And, you know, he got her a place, and, you know, he paid for her to go to school, you know. So it was things that he gave her that other young men, she said, didn't give her. So she built a legacy with him. So I guess what I'm saying is, sometimes, you know, being in a diverse relationship, whether it's old, you know, for, you know, whether it's a younger male dating an older woman, or vice versa, or older person dating a younger person, it should always, always, always be looked at what makes you happy and who do you love. So it was just a topic that I felt like, that, you know, that I see all the time. And I just was really trying to get a lot of input on it and what they think, because a lot of younger generation, they single nowadays. And maybe if you don't want to be single, you know, maybe you need to, you know, brush up on, you know, your conversations, and, you know, kind of be a little bit flexible with the way that you think, you know, be more of a go-getter, you know, go look up some recipes, and, you know, get in there and learn how to cook a meal. You can burn a meal before you and learn how to cook a meal at the same time, you know, because that's what I did. I ain't never know how to make homemade gravy from scratch. My gravy when I was younger used to look like paste, but you learn, you know. So go in there and learn some things, and show this man, you know, clean up, keep it clean in there, you know, keep it fresh. A man love when his house, he come in a fresh house. They just want bragging rights when they're younger. So they love to brag, oh yeah, my girl don't do all of that. My girl be this, my woman be that, you know, because, you know, they still got to grow. So you got to do what you got to do, you know. So if you got to get up in there, even if you're an older person dating a younger person, just always remember to keep it sexy and keep his interest towards you, you know, because you got to remember, he young, he ain't really got a lot of spirit, so you got to keep it sexy. And for the older men, don't get set in your ways and just be looking at the TV and don't think that you got to be in there and pop my butt every time, you know what I'm saying? Grab my breast sometime, you know, bust a sexy dance sometime, you know, blow a kiss at me sometime, you know, like, don't forget to have that love. So I want to thank everyone that joined in tonight. Thanks for listening to me. I love the Ram. That's what I do. I love doing what I do. And thanks for listening. And hopefully, guys, you know, if it's something that y'all want to talk about, don't feel afraid to call in to voice your opinion. Trust me, no one know who you are. You don't see your face, so you can feel free and just say what's on your mind. Sometimes you just needed to get out so you can hear other people's viewpoints. Some people are actually going through these things. Some people are actually in these relationships, so this is their life experience, and sometimes they just want to know how to deal with it. They want to feel like, you know, they ain't crazy. Sometimes you can get them some pointers on how to deal with them, how to keep it fresh, how to, you know, keep it together. Someone said my mom was the first one that told me that after hearing you, girl, you do. And it's true, you know. I'm just saying, you know, pick your drawers up. Don't be leaving no dirty stuff all on the floor. Pick it up, clean it up, get your bathrooms and stuff clean. Make sure things is together, you know. And when I was younger, I used to spray perfume and stuff. You know, before I get off, I'm going to tell you all that. I used to smoke, spray perfume. I still do it sometimes. All over my bed and all on my pillows. So when he lay down, he can smell me, you know. It's just, you know, you always want to be a little different, guys. And just keep it spiced up. But at the end of the day, you know, choose who you love and love who you choose. And that's all for me for the night. Tomorrow, I'm going to come on tomorrow night at 7. And I want to talk about the conflict that goes on in families, because it's so many families that, you know, that's just be going through so much. And I know as for myself, you know, I have been going through so much with some of my family members. And to some, you know, some people feel like you should be the bigger person and you should just stick it in and deal with people. But, you know, my opinion, the way I feel about it now, you don't have to continue on dealing with toxic people. So I want to talk about toxic family members tomorrow at 7:00. I may not do too much posting, but you guys know I will come on at 7. I like to play a song and give people a chance to get on as we get ready to prepare for the next day, which is Monday, for work week, you know, give us a little time to self-reflect. And just, you know, get ready for our day, school, whatever you got to do. So until then, y'all guys, love y'all. Thanks for joining Mo's Talk. And y'all have a good day. And soon, within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start doing YouTube. So sometimes people might want to see my face. Some people like to see your face, feel your energy, because I'm that type of person. I want to see your face. I want to feel your energy. So sooner or later, I'm going, you know, elaborate on YouTube and maybe, you know, go on. So leave a message. If you can share this video, share it. Someone might need to hear it. Again, you know, always show love to one another and have a blessed night on purpose, guys. And if you're going out, be safe, be wiseful, and always pray and repent your sins. Bye, guys.